that's that rest.
Amen. Amen. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Stand with me. Let me read this one verse to you this morning. I'm going to say a few things out of this verse. Maybe a little short, but I want to mind the Lord this morning. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for all your blessings. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be here. Thank you for these good testimonies that we've heard today, Lord, that encouraged our heart, Lord, and how it blessed us. Lord, I know how it blessed those that give them. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that your will be done in this service this morning. Have your way with us. Lord, I thank you for your precious word. Lord, it means so much to us. And oh, how it strengthens us. Oh, it's the bread of life, Lord. It's the water, Lord, that we drink from, the fountain of life. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil and give us power and words to say. And Lord, what you do today, we'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we humbly pray, amen and amen. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And two words that I want to mention here this morning. One is about a report, and the other is about the revealing. I want to talk to us maybe about those two things for just a few minutes this morning, if God will help me. Now, Isaiah is complaining about the faith that the people have in God. That's what he's complaining about in verse number one, is a complaint. He's asking a question because he has a burden on his heart. For these questions, the people of God seemingly now are drifting away and losing faith in God. They had forgot about the redemption that God had blessed them with when they came out of Egypt and God rescued them. The Bible tells us in chapter number 12 that he reminded those people of that great deliverance that God had delivered them from the Egyptians' bondage. And not only that, but also the enemy of the Assyrian army that had constantly taunted them and had tried to destroy them. And God reminded them that he was their redeemer, that he was the one with an outstretched arm that had delivered them from the captivity in the Egyptians' bondage. This morning, when we think about in that bondage of sin, that we have been in today. How in the world can we drift away from God so far in our latter day? I don't know about you this morning, but we need an old-fashioned comeback. Amen. Coming back to the Lord and reminding us that he is our Redeemer. The prophet Isaiah began to talk about the report of the redeemed of God. We've got something to say. That's the reason why we stood this morning to tell about the goodness of God and the salvation of God. There's no greater joy than to know that you've been saved by the grace of God. And from our sins this morning, did you know that sin brings with it death? But thank God, when we're saved by the grace of God, it brings with it life. Amen. We have life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got something to rejoice over. We've got something to come back for. Sometimes God's people drift out into the world and their minds get corrupt by the company of the world. And oftentimes our enemies overtake us and oftentimes destroy our joy and our peace and our happiness that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the prophet Isaiah is saying, come back to the Lord. Believe the report, amen, that he had given, that the Lord had delivered them out of their bondage. I'm glad as a 16-year-old boy that the Lord freed me from my sins. The burden
burden of them and the captivity of them. I felt like somebody that had been thrown in prison and had chains of bondage around my hands and feet. But thank God when Jesus delivered me, he took away the shackles, unbolted the door, and set us free. I'm going to tell you that's enough to rejoice over this morning. Somebody said, what happened to him? What happened to them? They've been set free. The Bible said, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen. I tell you, we don't have to go back under that same old bondage that we've been delivered from. Amen. Now, they wanted to go back to Egypt, where they had come from. Don't go back into Egypt. The Lord's got a promised land for us. Let's go forward. Amen. We're not of them that look back, but we're of those that press forward towards the mark of the high calling. Amen. Church, keep marching forward. We're going up one day. Thank God. Isaiah said, keep your faith in God. Amen. We're not going down. We're going up this morning. Oh, bless his holy name. The Bible said, unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The Bible said in verse number 10 in chapter 52, said the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see how the salvation of our God. Now, let me show you the picture here. Now, if you look at a man that wears long sleeve shirts and a coat all the time, you never really see the arm. But when he raises up the coat, unleashes the button off his arm, and he begins to reveal unto you the bare arm. That's what the Lord has done unto his people. He has lifted away an eyeball to eyeball. He said in verse number 8, he said, thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye. Woo! Hallelujah! He has uncovered himself and revealed himself unto the people of God. The Bible said we've seen him eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. We have fallen asleep and we've closed our eyes, but God has lifted up our eyes unto him and showed unto us his glory and his redemption and his Son. Amen. Now listen what he says in verse number 2. For he shall, in chapter 53, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. And he hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And now look what he shows here. He shows this tender plant. And you know how it is. Every time you see a brand new plant, there is nothing about that plant or any other that we find detestable. They're always beautiful. Every time a new baby's born, it's beautiful, isn't it? But there's something about the beauty of the Lord that we turned our back on. We didn't desire the beauty of the Lord. Now, I want to say to you this morning, why haven't we? Look at him in the manger. What a beautiful baby. He come into the world through a virgin birth. The whole earth ought to turn and ought to saw that baby child Jesus, but not everybody would look towards him, for there was no beauty found in him. Oh, if I could behold the face of my Savior today, I deem him beautiful. Hallelujah. He's the most beautiful one of us all this morning. Oh, listen, that's how we've seen him. The Bible said he hath no form of comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Think about it. Isaiah said, where's your faith in the Lord? He had come into the world, and the Bible tells us a man that was rejected, despised, and the Bible said a man of sorrow. sorrow and acquainted with grief, and we hid our face from him. He ought to have been the one we've been running to. He ought to have been the one we've been looking for. He was promised to the Jew and he was promised to you. But we rejected him. We turned our back on him. That we despised him. The Bible said we hid our face from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Nobody came to his rescue. Nobody cared about Jesus while he was here. They spit upon him, mocked him, laughed at him, carried him to Golgotha's hill, and put him up between heaven and earth, stripped him naked. And nobody cared for him. They wagged their heads as they walked away from him. Hey, the Bible said he came to his own, and his own received him not. They turned their back on him. Isaiah said, why have you not believed our report? Have you not seen the arm of the Lord revealed unto you? I don't know why they turned their back on him. I believe every one of them could have got saved if they'd accepted him. But they rejected him. But it goes further. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. We looked at him and we said, he's evil. That's why God's punishing him. He's afflicted. He deserves what he gets. That's what man said. But the Bible said, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Could we not see it? Could we not look at him and know that upon him was put all of our sins was placed upon him when he went to the cross? Look at the load that he carried to Golgotha's hill, falling under the load of the cross. Amen. And we looked at him, laughed at him. The Bible said it when Simon was compelled. If he hadn't have been compelled to carry the cross, wouldn't anybody helped him at all? That looked at him and laughed at him. But did we not have faith in him? Could you not see him, Isaiah says? Can you see him this morning? Can you see him? Somebody said, how did they miss him? They had the book. How did they miss him? How do we miss him today? Look at him today as our Savior, as our Redeemer, and our soon coming King. The Bible said here, he said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. And in verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. How could that happen? The Bible said, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and we walked away. He was bruised for our iniquities, and we walked away. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and we walked away. And with his stripes we're healed, and we walked away. The Bible said, everyone to his own way. How could we not see him? How could we not? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? When they walked away, when they said no and spit upon him and walked away, wagging their heads away from God, our blessed Savior on the cross of Calvary, and they turned their head low, he turned to the Gentile. Amen. He turned to the Gentile. God said, if they won't see me, you can see me. You can see me, for the arm of the Lord has been revealed to you. Listen to what he says. He says he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from the judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off, he said, out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall, the Bible said, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Here it is. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death and was numbered with a transgressor, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
Yeah, amen.
Isaiah said, don't you remember what he done for you and for me? Look what he done. Do you believe the report? Is the arm of the Lord revealed unto you? Why is our faith then so small? Why is our desire not turned toward God? Where is the church? Where is God's people? Where is the people that once believed, but now we've turned? Have we forgotten the salvation of the Lord? Have we forgotten what Jesus did for us when he went to the cross of Calvary? How he bore our sorrow, and he was the servant of the Most High, and he died, and the Bible said, stricken with our grief. Amen. Could you imagine with tears in his eyes? Why, Lord, why? And if that wasn't bad enough, he said, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you know why he said, why has my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because they had forsaken him. And now he says, you have forsaken me. There he hung all alone at Calvary for the sins of the world. Think about it now. God had did all of this and redeemed us from our sins. And how do we treat him? Who hath believed our report? There's not many. There's a few. A praise in the Lord. But you know, we ought to all praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. For the Lord is glorious in our sight today. Amen. Today.
Yes.
We have forgotten. We have forgotten. They had forgotten. They had no longer believed. They had doubted. They had rejected. They had turned away from. And Isaiah said, come back. Come back. That's what he's saying to us this morning as his church. Come back to me. Don't run that way, but come this way and come back to me. We've wandered and drifted. Wandered out in the world and drifted towards sin. But this morning God is saying, come back to me. Remember what I have done for you this morning, while we stand and get a song of invitation today.